listening to all of you talk, I think, oh, I have so much compassion for our younger selves.
Oh, man.
And yet, why can't we have that compassion for our right now selves?
Yes. Yeah.
Like, why is that so hard as women, do you think?
I don't know. I think it's because we have these really unrealistic expectations. Like, enough is never good enough.
Welcome to More Than Small Talk. We're Susie Eller,
Jennifer Watson,
and Holly Girth, writers and real-life friends. We're inviting you to go deeper, become freer, and feel more connected.
So imagine you have a cup of coffee, a mug of tea, or a green smoothie in your hand,
and we're all hanging out in your living room together.
Hello, fourth chair friend. We are so glad you're tuning in again to the More Than Small Talk podcast. And this week, we are talking about what we would like to say to our younger selves.
This is going to be fun.
So if we had a time machine and we could go back to, say, junior high, which is completely scary to me.
Yes.
What would we say?
This confession question, it can go any direction. I have no idea what this conversation is going to look like. So what would you say to your younger self? And what age would you pick?
I would have to go all the way back to my 25-year-old self.
Okay.
And I would tell her to relax.
Just
really
chill out.
Would. Just relax. Take a deep breath. You don't have to figure it all out. But yeah, just to calm down. I was so tightly wound and so held back just because I've put so much pressure. So I would definitely tell my 25-year-old self to calm down.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I actually would go back to junior high. I can picture it right now. The locker room after gym class, you know,
scary.
The green and gold. And I would say, stop using so much Aquanet. Your bangs do not need to be that big.
You're going to regret this years from now.
Yes, please. And save all your clothes because they're going to come back in style.
Yeah.
And they're going to be vintage and you'll be able to sell them for a lot. But yes, beyond that, I think I would say to my younger self, you have nothing to prove.
Oh,
because
good.
Whether it was grades or how many friends I had or how good I was at following the rules. See, there you go. I have nothing to prove on the podcast either. So the rules of youth group, I always just felt like I had a lot to prove.
Yeah. There's so much pressure in there, you know, and in junior high, and it's middle school. We're dating ourselves by saying junior high. Everything is changing, you know, your body's changing, the rules are changing, your role is changing. That, I think middle school is one of the hardest places to be.
Yeah,
I really do. So I would go back to high school and I would say to my really skinny, like not fashionably skinny, like E.T. skinny self.
Oh, no.
And I would say to her that don't let people tell you who you are. 10 years from now, when you're at your reunion for your high school graduation class, you're going to look around and you're just going to see people. You're not going to see the person who is, you know, has the most influence or the person who has the most money or the person who's saying mean things about you. They're going to grow up and the mean girl's going to probably be nice. You know what I'm saying? And so I would sit next to her and I would wrap my arm around her and I would just say, you have no idea what God has for you. It's going to be so cool, but don't let these roles and these people tell you who you are.
Yeah. And I think what all our answers have in common is we're really saying, don't be so hard on yourself.
Yeah.
You know, we're so hard on ourselves throughout our lives as women.
We are. I also think about being a young mom. And I remember, you know, I had three little ones kind of all together. And I remember how much pressure I put on myself because Melissa wasn't getting her teeth like all the other babies were getting their teeth. You know, I'm waiting for her first tooth.
Yeah.
And it's crazy, but to think that, like, is she developing properly? Am I feeding her properly? Like, so much. And later I'm like, whether her tooth came in at year 1 or 9 months or whenever they come, I don't even remember when they come in now. It didn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it crazy the things we put pressure on ourselves? Like, like teeth, baby teeth.
Yeah.
What did you guys put pressure on yourself? Where was the pressure?
I think in being perfect, that always saying the right thing, always having it together, and really no 25-year-old is going to have it together. Like not one of them, you know? And so I think it is, it all comes back to that pressure that we put on ourselves.
I would hide in the dog food aisle at Walmart. Like if I saw somebody coming and I thought that I might say something like dumb because I didn't know them well, like I literally would go down the dog food aisle. You know, and just hide until they went by. Now, right now, in this stage of life, I'm probably making people hide in the dog food aisle. I want to talk to them. I'm excited to meet with them.
Yeah, I think it is about that pressure. Yeah. And, you know, listening to all of you talk, I think, oh, I have so much compassion for our younger selves.
Oh, man.
And yet, why can't we have that compassion for our right now selves?
Yes. Yeah.
Like, why is that so hard as women, do you think?
I don't know. I think it's because we have these really unrealistic expectations. Like, enough is never good enough. Mm-hmm. You know, I think that it's the bar is always way too ridiculously high for us.
You can see this from the pictures when you see us. And I am a solid 18, 19, 20 years older in this group then. And there came a point for me where I did start giving myself lots of grace, Holly. Mm. I did. And if I feel pressure coming, I don't welcome it anymore. I really don't. And so maybe that comes with time or I don't know. I started to realize that if I'm putting pressure on myself, then I'm also turning around and putting pressure on others.
Right.
And when I start accepting myself and giving grace to myself, there is so much more grace for others. Although both of you are grace-filled like crazy towards others. Mm-hmm. So
what do you say to yourself inside your mind? Like when you can feel that pressure coming and you're tempted to, you know, put it on yourself, what do you say to yourself that helps you not go there?
Yeah. Well, I have to really look, first of all, what I'm feeling. And I think it's important that we lean in instead of leaning away, lean in to how we're feeling and say, you know what? I feel anxious. I feel frustrated. I feel inadequate. I feel like I'm not empowered in this area. Lean into that, not with judgment or condemnation, but our feelings are indicators. They mean something. So lean into that. Truly let them have their place and then distill them, shake them up and say, is it true? Is it not true?
Right.
And if it's not true, then it has to go off the table. If it's true, if there's a validity to this fear, frustration, whatever I'm feeling, pressure, how can I manage that with the help of the Holy Spirit and tackle this and be this?
Yeah.
You know, I think sometimes like, we'll have something big come at us and I feel so much pressure. And if I do that, if I lean in and I experience it and I give it its place and then I say, okay, how can I break this down and make it doable? And if there's an area that is too big, how do I make just the next step? And I know that's a lot. I'm sharing a lot. I think we just think it's so big sometimes, that pressure's so big, that we don't look at what actually can be done or what's true or what's not true.
Yeah, I really like that. I mean, it makes me think of how you can turn an autoresponder on your email.
Yeah.
And we kind of do that with our behavior, you know, that we sort of get into these patterns. And when we feel anxious, we autorespond by performing or trying to be perfect or whatever. So I'm going to say to myself, based on what you just shared, turn off the autoresponder instead of just automatic, like pause and actually proactively create a response in conjunction with the Holy Spirit that is intentional instead of automatic.
Yeah. But lean into the emotion.
Right.
Lean away, lean into that feeling and give it room to breathe rather than pushing it down. Because when we push it down, what happens is the pressure builds. We are just, we're making ourselves just one of those big Instapots that's just like blow.
Yeah. So I think that for me to say, you know, what's going to help me take the pressure off of myself is to celebrate the things, maybe my strengths, instead of focusing on all the things that I fall short on, to talk about some of the things that I'm good at, you know, or focus on some of the good things, the positive things and my attributes.
Yeah. Well, my younger self was, like I said, super skinny. And she didn't know that one day she would appreciate that.
Right.
She didn't. She had no idea, because I remember this boy. If you're listening and you're out there, I know you've grown and matured, and I no longer resent this, because I know that you've matured. I believe this about you. But he had all kinds of names for me, Stretch and Bubblegum and Bones. And one time he came up and he said, you know, I would date you, except for you're so skinny, I'd have to like put a bag over your head or something. And I mean, it was really unkind. Yeah, it was not nice. This happens in middle school.
It does.
This happens in middle school and high school. And our girls right now. And if I could have just wrapped my arm around her and say, there's going to come a day that you're going to say, man, I'm glad I was that skinny, because, you know, now I don't have to fight as hard. It just, we need to encourage this generation like crazy. We need to remember how it felt for some dude to call you Bubblegum and Stretch and Bones. And look at that girl who's drinking protein shakes, trying to gain weight so she can fit in, and just say, hey, baby, one day you're going to love this. And you are beautiful right where you are.
Yeah. And I got teased about my cheeks. I have big cheeks on my face. And yeah, I got teased about that. And I remember someone saying, you're so ugly and no one likes you. You know, like, sticks and stones will break your bones, but words won't break your heart. Whoever said that has not been through high school. Okay. That is not a thing. So,
it is a lie. And they pick out things that, like, you know, I could not gain weight. And for those who maybe struggle with weight, you might say, oh, pity you, Susie. No, you don't understand. Like, when I'm talking skinny, I'm not talking like I could have blown away in the wind. I was so thin. And it was, I couldn't do anything about it. And I think that that's where we're most vulnerable. Like, if somebody had said, hey, your shoes are ugly, well, I can change shoes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know? I like your cheeks, but you can't change your cheeks.
Yeah, and I've come to appreciate them. You know, I was in a grocery store one time getting something from the deli, and the girl who was helping me, you know, she was kind of quiet. And at the very end, she said, you have a kind face.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought,
Your dad has a kind face.
Yes.
Yeah. Your dad has a kind face.
And so does my mama.
Yeah.
And I started thinking, you know what? I cannot be intimidating with these cheeks. And God called me to be an encourager and to, you know, sit with people in hard places. Yeah. And the cheeks probably help with that. And so I started thinking, you know, he did give me these on purpose.
He did.
Like, all those things that boys in their teenage years tell us need to be different. Our Heavenly Father actually says, you know, that is absolutely by design.
Well, and if there is a younger woman in your life, the pressure is intensified times a million because of social media and Snapchat and everything else that is out there. As a woman, I'm just going to say, don't you be standing in front of that young girl saying, oh, I wish I could lose 5 pounds, or, oh, I wish I was different here. You celebrate who you are, and you show them that a strong, beautiful woman fashioned and created by God can have 5 extra pounds or 20 extra pounds or long legs or cheeks that are friendly. Yeah. And you celebrate in front of that girl who you are and model to her that self that is confident.
Yeah. I love that. Say, so, dear younger me, you are fearfully and wonderfully made.
Yes.
Yes, Psalm
139. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's a great step. What are some other just practical steps if someone's listening and they're saying, you know what, I want to do some things differently than I did when I was younger. And, you know, how can I speak to myself today in the way I would my younger self?
Yeah. Well, I want to wrap my arm around me right now.
Yeah.
You know, right now where I'm at, and say, look, sis, how far God has brought you. Look at what he has done, how faithful he's been, how much he has shown you his love, and just celebrate that. And there's more to come, you know?
Yeah.
So to give your own self, I don't know that that's a pep talk. That's the wrong word. To truly speak to yourself today like you wish that you had spoke to your younger self. Mm-hmm. So someone who's listening right now, to sit down with yourself, literally, invite the Holy Spirit in and say to yourself, I am fearfully and wonderfully made. And I see good in me because God is in me. And I can do this because God is equipping me and leading me. And so, man, we need to start talking to ourselves today.
Yeah. And I think this question could even kind of be a trick that we do. You know, if I'm tempted to be hard on myself and I think, when I'm 60, what will I say to myself about this? Yeah. You know, it's kind of a filter for, is this like a molehill or is this really a mountain, you know, or what would my 80-year-old self say to my 40-year-old self about this, you know, kind of looking into the future and using this as a tool to change how we talk to ourselves.
Yeah. I think my step would just to say, you know what, today I'm not going to say anything negative about myself. I'm not going to put myself down, you know, and just to see how many times I have to stop myself and call myself out on that.
Yeah. Well, and you can even like, you could keep a journal that day and you could write down those things that you started to say and literally underneath that, write a scripture that just puts that in its place.
I love that.
And if I get stuck in that, I will sometimes say, how would I talk to someone else going through this?
That's like, so important.
If this were Jennifer or if this were Susie struggling with this, what would I say to them? And then whatever you would say to someone else that you love, you have permission to say to yourself.
Yeah. So we want to hear that. Like, we so want to hear what you have to say in this area. What are you telling yourself?
Join us next week where we're going to be talking about shame. So our next episode is Shameless.
We have a fun challenge for you. By now, you've heard that we have created a More Than Small Talk Facebook group page. Please come join us. That link will be at klrc.com under the More Than Small Talk podcast. So leave your comments there too. While you're at it, listen to klrc.com. I listen to it all day long while I write and I work. But then come over to the Facebook group. We're going to have a giveaway. And the giveaway is going to be a spirit-led heart journal and a spirit-led heart t-shirt. But I want you to do something, and I think it's going to be fun. We're going to post pictures of our younger self in the age that we talked about.
Yes.
So you're going to get to see high school Susie ET version.
No filter.
No filters. We want you to share your pictures as well as answer the confession question too. So come on over and join us in that fourth chair. And that's it for today's episode. Thanks for going deeper, becoming freer, and connecting with us. More Than Small Talk is a part of the KLRC Podcast Network and is produced by Kara Culver. Show notes and resources are available on the More Than Small Talk page on klrc.com. You can also join us in the More Than Small Talk Facebook group. Subscribe to More Than Small Talk on your favorite podcast app so you won't ever miss an episode.